Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Jacob May, 18 years old, almost 19. Graduated from Father Mercury last year. Currently at the end now of our career transition program here at Cano College. Just seeing what the future is all about with this course, and pretty much just seeing how things go.
There we go. Awesome. So I was an instructor for a few of the components of this, just a shameless shout out for myself. But I want to talk about your experience at the soup kitchen last week. How did that go for you, man?
Well, let's just say it was decent. Yeah. There's some incidents that happened there, but overall I pretty much handled it well with whatever happened, and overall, the experience, like, in regards like working with people, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and for you, I think it's a good opportunity, although like when I found out you were going down there, I was like, oof, that's rough. That being said, though, for somebody like you, like me, we grew up here in Fort McMurray.
Hey.
Like, that's a component that not everybody that grows up here sees. Like, it wasn't until I graduated that I was just like, oh, there's like homeless people in Fort McMurray. Like, you just don't see it like that.
Right.
And that volume. So, good experience for you to see it, because it gives you like a better understanding of the community that you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now that you're done, have you decided like what you're going to do next? Where you're going to go? What, like, are you registering? Are you working? What's the new direction after this program?
The goal right now is to find a job. Career-wise, I either want to be a heavy equipment technician or a power engineer. So I'm still deciding between the two of them, and so far I'm going to lean towards power engineer now.
Yeah.
So I think the future is bright for that, you know, whole trade. There's lots going on for it, and you know.
Yeah. Right. And then like you're right here, we talked about like registering at Keano to like further that career goal too.
Right.
Have you gone and talked to the counselors yet?
Not yet. Yeah. My goal is to at some point, probably in the fall, whenever I'm ready, and just yeah.
And maybe if one of them's in here, they'll get the paperwork ready for you, so when you just show up, just fill it out. So as far as hats are concerned, you have like a different hat, a different team. Every time I see you, it's something different. So when it comes to hats, like, are you a snapback guy? Are you a starter? Like the backs that are covered in? Like, what's your vibe for a hat?
Could be anything. Mostly just baseball caps, pretty much.
Do you have a team in particular, or like, no?
I do, honestly. Like, for any sport, really. Especially, well, hockey, obviously, the Oilers, of course.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's real. You guys did very well. Heartbreaking, but okay.
Yeah.
So who's your baseball team then?
The Blue Jays.
Oh, so you're all Canada.
Pretty much,
so
yeah.
Are you, like, basketball, obviously, the Raptors.
Raptors, yeah.
So you just go Canada because you've got to rep the country.
Everything except for football, though.
Who's football?
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions? Why the Detroit Lions? You poor fan. Sorry, Detroit. Just saying. I love Detroit, but I'm just saying.
Really, I think they're just more of an underrated team, and I kind of go for that.
Yeah.
You know, they also have a good fan base and stuff like that. So
they play my Packers very often, and yeah. I'm just like, yeah, screw Detroit. I went to Detroit. It's a really like nice spot. If you go into the right areas, any place is rough, just like Fort McMurray.
Right.
But listen, man, I told you that I'd keep this short, and we need to start the proceedings. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I guess first and foremost, shout out to my mom, who just always was working hard for me to get me to where I am today, and pretty much the rest of my immediate family, and of course my friends for everything.
There we go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go, man. Good job. That's simple. Now, ladies and gentlemen who are here.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.